picture look familiar? I imagine it does. And your eyes tell that story. It was pasted everywhere, especially around here. She was your hero. What happened to her? Everyone says that. They don't know. I'm a lot less inclined to believe that, especially around here, the organization that most supported her. It's her inner circle, her trusted friends, and someone murdered her in cold blood. Someone knows! And I'm guessing that's you. Maybe you didn't do it. But how could you not have been aware of a plot to kill the only chance you had of stopping me? I don't buy it. Could good really be that incompetent? Well, good according to you, anyway. My world order has been going swimmingly. I imagine even the people who opposed me now believe that I was right. I guess victory does have that effect. But it was an empty one, thanks to whoever killed her. She was smart. She was strong. As much as I didn't want to admit it then, had to bloviate and put on a show, as my type does, she had a real chance of stopping me. Until someone ran a knife from the back of her neck down to her ass. It was gruesome. It was a disgusting way for such an upstanding woman to go. Such a strong, trusting woman to go. So, where were you when you found out? Not far from her, then. I know she did. That's why I'm here, interrogating all of you, one by one, personally. I just couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke, or maybe it was a ploy. Something that was going to throw me off, and I stayed on guard for months. Months, thinking she was going to come for me. And then I found the pictures, the autopsy report. I saw the burial site. It wasn't even a grave. It was a monument. You did a better job hiding that than you did her death. Though I suppose it's hard to hide the fact that hope dies. It wasn't that I didn't want to win, but I wanted to win the right way. It matters. I had honor. I fought in the open. I made my moves out in the open. That's how I do things. Don't try to convince me I'm the scum. When it's your kind that backstabbed your hero. I guess I am the villain to you. What does it say about villainy that I survived and yours killed? Silence is an appropriate response this time. I wish I could at least understand. You all seem so adamant. You didn't want my rule. You thought I was insane. So why is she dead? If it were one of mine, why would I be here? You think I didn't tear apart my organization trying to find out who killed her in cold fucking blood like a coward? Everyone that helped me on my campaign, they're dead. Either from you, from her, or now, from me. Because I killed every last one of them thinking that it had to be them. But it couldn't have. None of the evidence supports it. I had them watched so closely, all of them. I always wanted to know what was going on in my camp. Ironically, it seems to have been the trust in yours that destroyed it. No. We had no rogue spies. All spies were recalled weeks before that happened. I don't know how it could have ended this way. It doesn't seem right. She had a place in the new world. That was my plan. Did you know that? I was never gonna kill her. She is so incredible. How could you kill a person like that? Maybe it was some misguided zealot. I don't know. I wish I hadn't had to put on such a show like that. That made it look like I wanted her dead. I admired her. Don't look at me that way. She stood up for what she believed in. She fought for it, and she fought well. It's all anyone can do. And she did all of it very well. She was exceptional for many reasons. And she didn't deserve that. It seems like you don't know either. But you also seem like the only person who might believe me that I didn't want her dead. In fact, I needed her alive. She was an integral part of the plan of rebuilding, reintegrating, bringing all of this back together. I fought a revolution because I thought one had to. I thought one had to happen. Not because I wanted to spill innocent blood. Maybe that still makes me the villain. It probably does. But it was the results that I was after. If I were to be king, she was to be queen. I don't know. It's ceremonial, but I mean, no one is more qualified to help lead the country. It wouldn't just be some prize marriage. It would have been equality, a way to rule the country properly, put the zealotry aside. But I'm out of options. I'm running out of people here to interrogate. It doesn't seem like any of you were responsible. And I'd need your information to be able to make any more educated guesses than this. I know how this started. I know that there's no real reason to trust me. and you don't have to. And if you don't, I'm just going to send you back to your life, and you can wonder. But if you trust me, give me access to your files, all of them. I want to know everyone that went in and out of this place in the weeks leading up to her death. I want to know what happened to our queen.